This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great, a question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Hola. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, kicking the stream. How about you?
Well, you know, we're here. Weekend was way too fast, man. That thing blew by. Especially losing that hour, you know?
I mean, this is what sucked. Not to go through my entire weekend, but Comic-Con was Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. My daughter's just like, this is her Super Bowl, right? I cannot explain how much she loves it. She wanted to get there early. I'm like, no. We got there at 9:59. Cool. 1 minute before it opens, hung out until about 3:30. So Sunday, had to get up early for my son's volleyball tournament. So we had to get up at 6:30. I'm like, all right, it's a little earlier than I'd like, but not the end of the world. About midnight, said, all right, I'm going to go to bed. Then I remember to set the clocks forward. So I went from midnight to 1 a.m. in the blink of an eye. I'm like, I just lost an hour's sleep. Cool.
Okay, let's go with some food questions here. What do you or have you eaten that most people would not or have not?
Give me some ideas there, Miles.
All right, deviled ham. Vienna sausages.
All right, pickled eggs.
Do you actually like pickled eggs?
Well, it's weird. They're like Vienna sausages where you have like one of them, then it's okay. But then after that, it's just like the most horrendous taste.
How many pickled eggs have you eaten? Or did you eat in one sitting?
No, not like in one sitting. Good gosh, make me sound like an animal. It was drunk nights in the military and the army. Just go to a guy's house and Robbie always had, for some reason, pickled eggs.
Did he pickle his own eggs or did he buy them?
Yeah.
He pickled his own eggs.
Yeah, we were in Georgia. And I don't know what the heck he was doing.
But if you walk into an old bar, or it used to be like an American Legion or an Elks Club or whatever, if you knew somebody who was a member in that.
Yeah.
There was always a jar of some crap on the counter, whether that was pickled pig's feet, the pickled eggs.
But sometimes the jar always had this. Like, you could go in 3 years later, they would tell you it's the same jar, and as best you could tell, maybe an egg had been purchased.
But I'll tell you what, they did have, one place did have a quarter giant pickles. And I mean, they're the size of a cucumber.
Right.
Those things were freaking delicious. But other than that, man, I wouldn't touch anything on a jar in a bar counter, man, because it's just
tongue tacos. Those tongue tacos
were actually. I've had tongue tacos.
You said they were okay, right?
Yeah. You just got to get rid of the fact that it's tongue.
It's back to what Mike says about texture, too. To me, it's the texture of those things. You can take, it's almost like you're kissing somebody, but you're eating it.
I've never eaten tongue, but the first time I had heard that people eat tongue, and the first time I saw it at the grocery store, you know, it's packaged like ground beef. It was just in a styrofoam thing with cellophane. I guess in my mind, I thought they would make it look different. It was just a tongue. It looked like the Rolling Stones logo sitting in cellophane, taste buds and all that.
Well, if you know anybody in Georgia, probably had a chicken foot sandwich somewhere within a few miles of wherever you live.
My grandfather used to eat that, and he ate those things religiously. He swore by them, but anytime my brother and I would visit when we were little, he knew it would freak us out, so he made it a point to have the feet hanging out of the bottom of the bread.
It's all based on what you know and what you grew up with and what is normal to you. So
being broke helps.
Soft shell crab sandwich. Pretty well just a specialty of New Orleans and Baltimore, Maryland.
Dude, I ate little halves of soft shell crabs that they had wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Just last week.
Well, the problem is that, like, with Castle, when he saw that that thing was a crab with legs sticking out on a couple pieces of white bread, he almost had to run out of the restaurant and go throw up.
He did physically leave the restaurant. Look, he was very hungover. We all were, but we went to a seafood place for Baltimore, Miles' wedding. So we're in Baltimore for the wedding, and I'm like, man, I'm getting a soft shell crab. It's August. Like, they are in season. I have not had one in a hot minute.
And they're really good. If you can get past the fact that you're eating a whole entire crab between two pieces of bread.
But that's the thing, because Castle, he actually said, please don't order that. And he wasn't joking. He was being dead serious. I said, look, man, I'm not going to get this again for a while. I'm going to order it. And when they brought it out, it looked like a fried tarantula between two pieces because the legs were hanging out. And then I remember he's staring at me. And then he said, and he's being dead honest again, please don't take a bite of that. I'm like, Castle, I'm not doing this to gross you out. I'm doing this because
I really want this.
I actually want. And I took the first bite. And he got up and just said, I've got to go. He seriously couldn't. He's like, I can't watch you do this.
I mean,
when I was a kid, there was a place in PG County. My dad went. Every time it was soft shell season, we went to this place. Right. You get the sandwich, white bread, mayonnaise, or maybe tartar.
Maybe.
I feel like it was usually mayonnaise. And, the legs stick out and everything.
I mean, they can't really.
But as I got older, like, I really like them. I like spider rolls. He's got the legs sticking out if you're eating sushi.
Have you ever seen the soft shell crab be prepared? So I've always enjoyed soft shell crabs. And now I'm working at a seafood restaurant. We got them in. Cool. And just like regular crabs, it's the whole crab. The difference is you got to cut their face off.
Yeah.
I did not realize that when we got them. And they're like, well, we're not going to deep fry the eyeballs and all that. So you cut the front of their face off. And because they're soft, it's literally a pair of like kitchen scissors. And look, man, if you cook regular crabs, I know they're alive. You put them in the pot. They're kind of screaming. They stop knocking. They're done. This just felt different because you had to look at it. You know what I mean? And I'm holding this thing. And it's like, he is still alive. And I take these scissors. And I cut his face off, man. And then like all this weird mucusy, bubbly stuff kind of comes out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, that's how you prepare them.
Then you batter it.
I felt bad. I'm like, Jesus, man, I'd rather just eat it.
Raise my ass, what do you or have you eaten that most people wouldn't or have not?
And I will say, real quick, chitlins is still one that bugs me.
My grandmother loved
chitlins. And there's certain
people
that love them. And, like, I mean, I recently tried one. They serve them at a place we like. And I was just like, all right, I'll try them again. I can't get into them.
An iron stomach speed eater broke a Guinness World Record by eating 25 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Mike Jack, who is a Canadian YouTuber famous for his high tolerance for spicy food, broke the world record for the fastest time to eat 25 Carolina Reaper chili peppers at the Goat Fest in Kitchener, Ontario.
Goat Fest.
They say they have
Goat Fest. Sunday, Goat Fest.
Watch a dude die eating peppers. Like some 1 million Scovilles on that thing, compared to about 4,000 for an average jalapeno pepper. Reapers were considered the hottest chili pepper in the world until the debut of Pepper X last year.
Oh, Pepper X.
Do you think you'd be, just between us, right, just normal people, do you think you'd be able to tell the difference between the ghost pepper and a Pepper X?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, he said, I might make it look a little easier than it is. I'm burning up in here. I really feel it. The peppers, they hurt a lot. Jack does hold multiple Guinness World Record titles, but not all of them are spice-related. He broke a record last year by drinking a Capri Sun juice pouch in 21.71 seconds using a paper straw.
Come on.
That doesn't seem realistic. That must be a bad number in there. 21.71.
To suck down a single Capri with a paper straw?
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Now, we head to the University of Miami. Ted, you like a good baseball game?
Sure.
The baseball
Miami's
stadium,
got a great program.
They recently offered a milkshake combined with a Philly cheesesteak. It is a vanilla shake with an actual cheesesteak and cheese whiz mixed in. Now, if that sounds disgusting, you probably don't need to see photos of it. That's not going to help you. One person who tried it said, honestly, it was awesome. Unfortunately, the cheesesteak milkshake was just a limited time thing. A guy down in Miami named Mitch Friedman. He has been making unique creations for 40 years to honor the opposing team. He made a lobster shake when a team from Maine visited. Teams from New Jersey got a cannoli shake, which sounds
that
pretty
sounds
good.
Decent.
That would be good.
And so when Villanova's baseball team was in town last week, he went with a cheesesteak.
You know what, though? As much as, and look, that's not something I would want, but I've said this before about my own personal taste, which is, like, go somewhere like Wendy's, right? And people take two bites of the burger. The burger's still in their mouth. And then they take a bite or sip of their Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is so vile. I'm just one of those people. My food will be swallowed before I drink my drink.
Yeah, but you also get water. You normally get a chocolate shake with your burger.
I'll get it, but even if you gave me a vanilla shake, right, and said, look, man, you know, take a couple bites of your burger. I got my ketchup, mustard, cheese, bacon, maybe, whatever. Then take a sip of your shake. That's not the flavor combo I want in my mouth. So to me, knowing a lot of people do that anyway, the cheese steak milkshake doesn't sound that much mm-hmm. different.
I'm sure you're right. I do enjoy, like, if I get a milkshake with a burger, I'll definitely take a bite or two of the burger and then immediately take a sip of the milkshake.
See, I think you would actually not love that.
I do that.
But I think you'd be absolutely fine with that because it's kind of the same thing.
It really is.
Like, to me, that's an absolute no.
And as far as what you maybe would not eat or have eaten, they say it resembles a small beaver or a very large rat. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would like to see more of them go into gumbo. Nutrias, semi-aquatic rodents native to South America, are an invasive species that is now found in 18 states, including California, where they have reappeared after they were thought to have been eradicated in the 1970s. As far as National Invasive Species Awareness Week, they said the meat is lean, mild, and tastes like rabbit. Others have compared the taste to turkey. Nutrias, also known as swamp rats, were brought to the U.S. for the fur trade, but have been present in the wild, especially along the Gulf Coast, since at least the 1940s. They eat around a quarter of their body weight a day, which can devastate wetlands. Their nonstop munching and burrowing destroy the plants that keep marshes stable, leading to erosion, loss of habitat, and wetlands that look something out of a disaster movie. However, they have been described as invasive, yet delicious. Robbie Carter, organizer of the annual Louisiana Nutria Rodeo, tells the New York Times that hunters show up with truckloads of nutria carcasses for the event, which features a nutria toss competition and a cook-off. You have about six or seven teams. They made tacos. They made gumbo. They made sloppy joes using fresh nutria meat. He said eating invasive species helps, but it's not a complete solution and should be combined with other conservation efforts to effectively control the species. Other species on the Eat the Invaders list include...
Eat the Invaders, okay.
Invasive carp, the green iguana, which they call the chicken of the trees.
Right, chicken of the trees.
One, chicken of the trees.
I did not realize that nutria were invasive because my time in New Orleans... They were everywhere, and these guys, I mean, they go out in their trucks, literally, to the marshlands and just shoot them. And you get invited to go out all the time. Like, hey, man, this weekend we're going to basically go on a nutria hunt. They set up their spotlights and blow these things away because there's millions of them, and they're an easy target, right? So I found out later it's illegal, but I don't think a cop in Louisiana is going to arrest you for doing it because no one likes them.
Okay.
It'd be like saying, you know, cockroach, if you kill a cockroach, it's illegal. You smash that bitch with a hammer, no one gets on your case because there's so many. I did not know they're invasive. And then as far as iguana goes.
I mean, I think with the nutria, though, like, I know in some parts of, like, New Orleans, like, there's special task force of, like, the cops and, like, the animal control that do it.
They do.
But I could see.
They get a lot of.
You don't want people just firing off 22s in ditches.
They get unsolicited help. It's probably the best way to put that. But then as far as iguana goes, I've never had iguana, but I went to school with a chick who went who's from Trinidad Tobago, and we were talking about food, and she goes, well, you know, one of the popular pizzas that we had in Trinidad, it's your standard crust. I think I was eating a pepperoni pizza. She's just not into pepperoni. I'm like, oh, you don't eat meat? She's like, oh, no, man, I eat meat, but instead of tomato sauce, it was a ketchup base, cheese, and iguana. I'm like, are you messing with me? Are you being serious? She's like, no, man, it's iguana meat. And so what does it look like? She said it is basically green on the inside and green on the outside. Kind of threw me for a loop. But she goes, it's delicious. And I'm just going to take her word for it. But imagine a pizza with a ketchup base, iguana meat, and cheese.
Random.
Can't believe Pizza Hut hasn't run that on a special yet. And if you order a double stuffed crust pizza, we'll send you one free large iguana pizza. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, folks. How y'all doing?
Hola.
Doing great, Steve. Thanks, man. Okay, let's go with this one. Hopefully you can answer it. Why were you, Steve, talking to the cops? What was the reason you were talking to the cops?
Oh, geez. Okay, I got to pick one. Okay, this is good. So back in the day, a buddy of mine and I had ninja suits. We had ninja suits. We had ninja swords. We had the full gear. This was like mid-80s, and we were roaming around our neighborhood, you know, just ding-dong ditching and doing all that kind of stuff. Well, my buddy and I decided to walk up to a friend's house that we knew. He knocks on the door, stands there in our ninja suits, and proceeds to tell the homeowner, the dad, that we are going to kidnap his daughter and take her away.
How old were you when you did this?
Just too old. We were stupid. let's call it plus or minus 14 years old.
Okay.
And obviously we're not going to do anything. We're not, you know, we're not necessarily up to no good. The guy takes it serious, starts wrestling with my buddy in the front yard. I turn into Carl Lewis and I'm off. And eventually, you know, we catch up with each other, make it to another friend's house. Somehow word gets around and this friend drops dime and out front is waiting a cop car for us. And so we go out. We get tossed in the back of this cop car dressed like ninjas. We get taken down to the local cop shop, and our parents have to come and bail us out.
Now, are you unmasked before you're thrown into the cop car, or you still look like ninjas in the back of a cop car?
I think at that point in time, the masks are off because they wanted to ID us and that type of thing.
Okay. That makes sense.
And what is your parents' response? Because as a parent, I feel torn. Like, okay, and really do anything. It's just stupid. I'd be irritated that I have to go down and get you, but like, were they pissed or were they just like, come on, man, use your head?
It was more about, you know, that they had to come down. It was probably by the time they got down to the cop shop, maybe midnight or something like that. And they were in bed and all of it. I think it was more of just, you know, pull your head out of your butt. What are you thinking? You know, in today's society, you know, we could have got shot.
Oh yeah. You'd be blown away.
Without question.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
The reason we asked, why were you talking to the cops? A 4-year-old boy in Wisconsin was left unimpressed after his mom did something horrible. According to a Facebook post from the Village of Mount Pleasant Police Department, boy called 911 March 4th after his mother ate his ice cream.
Oh.
In audio obtained, the child could be heard expressing his frustration over his mom's actions before she spoke to the dispatcher. Hello, this is Racine County 911. What's the address of the emergency? According to the dispatcher, who asked, and the boy replied, my mommy is being bad. Okay, says the 911 operator, tell me what's going on. Come and get my mommy, the boy responded, as he appeared to cry. Okay, again, son, what's going on? The responder continued before the child yelled this time, come get my mommy! Do you know your... Hi, excuse me, what's going on over there? The dispatcher asked, as an adult began to speak on the phone. Oh, this little one got the phone. I'm sorry. He's 4 years old, the woman explained. And so we're trying to catch him because he said he was going to find a phone and call 911. And then he says, no, I called the police and I just told her to come and get my mommy. And I just told her to put her in jail. Leave me alone, the boy said. Child's mom then said, ma'am, I ate his ice cream. So that's probably why he's calling 911. They added, when officers arrived, he said his mom did, in fact, eat his ice cream, and she needed to go to jail for it right now. He told them then, after thinking about it, maybe he no longer wanted her to go to jail and really just wanted some ice cream. The department then revealed that the officers surprised the boy as they brought ice cream that day after his call, as they shared a sweet photo of the moment. Officers responded to surprise him with some ice cream after he decided maybe he didn't want to get mommy in trouble anymore, according to the statement.
You know, the mom's probably like, you know, the next time he eats his ice cream, he's going to call your ass again, because his thought's going to be like, I get ice cream if I say mom stole ice cream. He's at that age.
Mm-hmm.
My son yesterday, man, I won't say where we made an illegal turn, but we made an illegal turn. And as we make the illegal turn, my wife utters the words, oh, ass, is that a cop? Well, it was. And they wanted to turn around and do something about it, but we managed to, let's just say, disappear before anything could have been done. My son's in the back seat and he goes, If the cops pulled you over, the first thing I was going to do is to scream, help! Oh, I'm like, man, look, you've done this ass before at the airport where we go through and give your passports, going to Mexico, right? Got the passports. And in spite of us looking almost identical, they have to ask the question, are these people with you? Are they your parents? And not the first time they did. He got a little older, and he looks at me, and he's like, this guy? And the look on the face of TSA and Customs, I'm like, dude. And then he starts laughing. He's like, yeah. So I had to tell him afterwards. I'm like, look, man, I love your sense of humor. I do. And I don't mind if you even try to embarrass me. Do not get me arrested. Yes. Right? There's a difference. You want to embarrass me? Cool. I'll get you back. That's funny. But, man, oh, man, I'm like, do not joke at the airport. Do not joke to cops. They just don't have a sense of humor when they're on duty.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
On the way at 4:30, your guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the worst states in the United States for dental health.
And the unhealthiest foods on the planet. That's on the way at 4:30.
And as our phone system is not working via computer,
to fix that, we have to turn that computer off and then turn it back on.
Is that all we do?
So,
does it just matter off on?
We reset it.
Okay, it's what you can
do.
So that
if you're
sense.
On hold there for the random question, call back 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, random, I'll find one for you, fine young gentlemen.
Random. That was it. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on? Yes. Have you tried unplugging and plugging it back in? Yes, I've tried that. I've tried cussing at it. I've tried kicking the hard drive, and I've tried staring it down. None of those things work.
Okay. All right, we're all getting a little bit up there in age. What would you say is an old person habit that whether you meant to or not, you've kind of adopted over the years?
An old person habit.
All right, for an example.
I heard you guys
in the office talking about the fact that you went to a party or a bar birthday at 8 o'clock. And that was a little bit late to be headed out in the evening.
It was Friday. I had committed to being home, and I was already tired. I throw my feet up on the coffee table. My wife says, hey, mutual friend of ours, not even like a party, but she, a couple people, we're going to go out, celebrate a birthday. I'm like, F it, whatever, 8 o'clock. And I'm just like, damn it, man, right? So, and look, I like to drink. I get to the bar. Who's there? Well, there's Ted. Ted's like, only been here a few minutes. Wasn't going to come out. It's kind of late. It was about 8:10 that we're having this conversation,
on a Friday. I mean, Friday night. It was a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
I thought it was ridiculous because generally on Friday, right? Like, if I'm going to go out, I'll go out right after work.
Yeah, me too.
But I was an old man, and I went home, and I sat on my couch, and I fell asleep for about 25 minutes.
All right.
That's real.
So you take a nap, so you feel a little better.
So I missed my butt. I was supposed to meet three friends at a different bar, and I said, well, I'm not going to meet you now. I'll just go to the neighborhood bar. So it's just funny. No offense to Thrill, but when he showed up, I was just like, oh, you're like stone sober too. And he was like, yeah, I just came out. I was like, oh, me too. So I almost didn't. It's already 8.
Because then we had the conversation. Well, what brought you out? And so Ted explained, I was supposed to meet guys earlier. I took my nap. I'm like, I was content to be home, but we got the call. So we're kind of commiserating about the fact that, can't believe it went out this late. It's 8 o'clock.
You're right, Miles. That was a bad conversation.
Well, I mean, I just say,
but it was true.
This is what happened.
We couldn't believe that the other one was also, quote-unquote, because as Ted said, for both of us, because typically, if we go to that bar, it's just straight after work.
Correct.
So around 8 o'clock or 8:30, you're heading home.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So the idea of coming out at that late hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, we're both like, wow.
My parents have been divorced, not together, for 53 years.
Damn.
If I go see my mom, I will look at the amount of pills that she takes daily. All right, now she's got a little Saturday through Sunday little pill container, okay? And I'm telling you, she takes probably 10 to 12 pills a day.
A day.
Now, my father, when he's come to visit me, I've seen bottles of stuff that are on the counter. And I mean, it looks like a drug deal. He's got a fishing tackle box full of drugs and all. And he takes probably 10 to 15 supplements a day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have gotten to this point in my life where I take now six different pills a day. And I have that
really?
I have that weekly little thing.
Wow.
Where I take, you know, I definitely take a vitamin D because I feel like you need it. I take fish oils. I take an omega 3. I take a, I don't know what the hell I take. I'll take a, what is the probiotic for your stomach.
Okay, now wait. Here's the difference, though. Is anything you're taking prescribed by a medical practitioner, or are you just getting old and saying,
I need this? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is my old person habit that
I've adopted. An old person. Like, my dad now is to take pills, but all of them are doctor prescribed for
whatever. I understand that.
I get it. But you're just like, nah, man, I'm
taking
a daily.
I'm taking like four or five. I got a turmeric in there. I don't even know what the hell that does. A vitamin C.
So what is turmeric? I've heard it's good, but.
It's like inflammation.
Inflammation, okay.
Yes, I take all that crap. So I realize that I'm slow. And you know what? I'll probably have to get a bigger container because I'll probably end up starting taking more pills.
And you grocery shop and eat breakfast almost every morning.
Well, I don't eat breakfast.
Not every morning, but you always say, man, I had to get up at 6, say, for golf, right? And I understand that. But you always make the comment, you know, we get breakfast, which makes sense. But I really like getting breakfast early, man.
I can walk to my gym. My gym is a quarter mile away from my house. So when I walk to the gym, on the way back, there's a grocery store in between the gym and my home.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have anything in the refrigerator to eat that night, or if I need some lunch, I'll just walk in there, and every day I just buy what I need for the day.
Who else is in there?
I am the youngest person in there.
Yeah.
Other than the people who are working there.
Yeah. I'll go to the grocery store sometimes in the morning at like 9, 9:30. It's
just old people.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. You know,
that's the difference is when we make the comment, but it's nice. That's when you hit the old.
With the exception of being completely unaware of their surroundings, it's nice. As far as where you're parking your buggy. You know, just getting in the way of people.
English? You're calling it a buggy?
Well,
the cart,
whatever the hell it is. It's right in the middle, and then they're kind of like wandering around. Like, you can't get by them. So then you got to physically move their cart, and I feel like that's like someone's personal territory, even though the grocery store owns it. But I still feel like if I scoot their cart over, like, they're looking at me like I stole their car.
We got a couple of texts here, and this one, God, I hate to admit this. It says, I get pissed if stray children are on my property. If I had a basketball hoop or something, then I'd understand. No, I have a basketball hoop. And I remember here, it's like two summers ago, I heard the ball bouncing, kids playing. And look, they were very nice. Mm-hmm. They were very respectful, but it was the first time in my life I had to pull the old man card, open my door, and went, who the F are you? We saw the basketball hoop. They weren't doing anything.
That's what kids do.
And I did it all the time as a kid. If you had a basketball hoop, that's where the kids went, right?
Yeah.
And I realized I had to remind myself of that, like, it's okay. But then my wife, you know, she walks around, like, who the F's outside playing basketball? So I'm like, all right, I already talked to him. Let's let it go. Then someone else says, my old person habit I inherited is listening to the radio every day. I need my talkies. And if you call it talkies, yes.
Okay.
That is definitely a thing.
Well, there's a thread on social media where people are talking about old person habits they've adopted. But they're actually really good ideas. And here are the best ones. Wearing those straps on your glasses so you can wear them around your neck when you're not using them. I believe they're also known as crokies if you're into the boating world.
That's what they're called.
But they have the ones that, like, you know, that are more on the temples that hang down. So if you have readers on, you can just kind of take them off, rest them on your chest, and put them back up.
Exactly.
I don't have those type of glasses, so I don't need those. But I typically just take my glasses off all the time so I can read and then put them back on so I can actually see. Having a box of tissues in every room just in case.
Jesus. Yeah. Old people love that.
They do, and they don't throw the tissues away either.
No, you just ball them up and put them on the coffee.
I got to remind myself when I get a cold to buy tissues. It's usually if I have to blow my nose, I just use toilet paper. Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper, paper towels, whatever.
When backing up the vehicle or while parallel parking your car, it's very important as an old person to lower the volume on your radio.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Lower the volume. Mm-hmm. I also, for some reason, don't like to drive with a baseball hat on, but I wear a baseball hat almost every day.
Really?
Take it off when I get in the car.
I do, too.
Don't know why.
I don't either.
But you're right. If I'm looking for directions, I got to turn down the volume.
Everybody does, and I don't know what it is. Just like, we're lost. Turn down the volume.
Yes.
Like, well, we're still lost, and now I have no music.
Having a plastic bag full of other plastic bags, just in case.
I have that in my work bag right now.
You never know when you'll need one when you get old. Having paper printouts of vacation itineraries. Yeah. Sure, everything's on your phone. The ticket, the whole deal. But you're always digging through apps trying to find the stuff you're looking for. It's better just to print up the hotel, the rental car company.
I maintain.
The plane itinerary.
People make fun of me. They say you're an old man. I'm like, I am. They say you're a caveman. Might be. I want the paper printed itinerary. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I do too. I think it's very helpful to me.
So my kid, we had to fly to Texas January, whatever it was. Anyway, the family is down there before me because I had to work. And then it's just me. I got to fly down. And my wife's like, look. You need to install the American Airlines app. And I'm like, Why can't I just get a printout? And she said, look, just install the app. So this went on for 5 minutes because my retort was always, why can't I just get a paper printout? Finally, she's like, just install the app. So I go to install the app. Well, I can't install the app because I have not updated my phone in 7 years. Seriously, it's, you don't have whatever it is. Yeah, so then, and this kind of thing just irritates me. I know it's not a big deal. Everyone does it all the time. Well, now I have to install the new operating system, I guess it is, into my phone, which takes like 40 minutes. I mean, I'm just pissed off the whole time. And in the end, turns out that app, rather convenient.
Buying pill organizers. I've already covered that.
I got one in my backpack.
Using closed captioning on everything you watch.
Not there yet.
Okay.
No.
Immediately upon entering your domicile, switching to comfortable clothes, slippers, sweatpants, t-shirts. Getting in the comfort zone as soon as you get into your house.
Immediately.
Really?
It depends on what I'm going to do the rest of the evening.
I always just kick off my shoes. But I always say, none of my clothes are that uncomfortable. And then none of my quote-unquote comfy clothes are so much more comfortable. It's just not worth it.
Oh, man. I kick the shoes off, put the pajama pants on, the loose shirt, the emotional support hoodie, as the wife calls it. Got my slippers, my house shoes on.
I was going to say, I'm like Mr. Robinson. Because I'll put socks and shoes back on, but I'm going to change
it. Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Well, I was calling Mr. Robinson.
Robinson, I know you're in there. Like, open the door.
I pay my rent.
Having a blanket within arm's reach when sitting on the sofa.
Yes. Always.
Lap blanket, whatever blanket.
It is my blanket, and it is my spot on the couch. I have to kick my kid and my dog off of there all the time. No one gets to use my blanket. It is my blanket.
More old people habits. Eating early dinners. The earlier, the better.
Nah, not really that one.
And doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, being a Ravens fan, the game's typically on at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If that's televised, I'll stay at home. I will wait until the Seahawks play, and that is when
then go to the grocery store.
I go to the grocery store. Yep. I schedule a haircut. I will do everything I can during that window of time that I need to get done.
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact, number one, the roads are not going to be that crowded.
Nope.
Number two, any place I'll walk into is not going to be that crowded. And number three, by the time I get home, I can watch the second half.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to be able to watch the second half of the Seahawks game, but I'll take that first half, man, and do like four or five different things that I've just been putting off, whether it's dropping clothes off at the Goodwill. There's no lines. There's nothing going on, man. It's dead to the
ball. Oh, every football. I have this conversation with my wife. You know, if it's Sunday, like, hey, we need to do blank. I'm like, the Ravens game's on, and like you said, typically it's an earlier game. I'm like, at 1 o'clock, I'm good, and we get a three and a half hour window where it's not going to be super crowded. But I'm not doing anything when the Ravens are on, and I don't want to do anything before the Seahawks are on because every place is packed. Yeah.
Do you know when you're a kid and your parents would always tell you to turn whatever you have down as far as the volume goes? If you're listening to music, if you're watching the television, you're too close, it's too loud, whatever the hell the deal. I swear to you, if I talk, man, I hope they don't listen to the show. When I talk to my mom and my dad, and I talk to them differently. They're different households, but I call them every weekend. And I have to tell them to turn the volume down on the television because it is so loud.
Yep.
I can barely hear them. I mean, it is, and my uncle, too, I called him the other day, and it was so freaking loud. I was like, Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. I know how close your television is to your couch. You've got that thing on like 30.
I don't understand why they can't just acknowledge, like my mom called me yesterday, right? Same thing. We check it on the weekends. It's like, just turn it down before you call me. Because naturally, I just go, where are you?
Are you in a bar?
Right, it sounds like there's something going on. It's just because the TV's so loud.
Our parents are with us for 2 weeks over Christmas. And the reminder, one, my dad gets up early. But the reminder they were there is that I can hear the news blasting into my bedroom. And he's in the basement. And it's like that, look, man, I know you're going deaf. But, like, seriously, dude, just turn on the closed captioning.
Yeah. I would say the other thing is, too, is I don't know if it's an old person hat, but I'm obsessed with the weather. But that is like an old man thing. But it's like I got to check it every day.
Yeah, but you've always been interested in
the weather. But that is an old person thing. Like
it is.
The weather.
But the real old person thing to me, and I hate this about myself. But everyone I know around my age, we now do it. So when I'm growing up, you know, my grandmother, she would say like, "Oh, it's going to rain today." And you're looking outside, the sky is blue. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, "Well, my hips aching on my left side, so it's going to be rain." Like, you're insane. And then when you get older, you realize there is some truth to that. Whatever the air pressure has an effect on different joints.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Today was bitingly cold in my world. My body's sore. So with the cold, it just penetrates me from the inside. I'm like, I'm tight. I need to stretch out all the time. It's like I have no blood circulation going on. I'm freezing cold. I'm dressed appropriately, but it just seems like I'm cold a lot.
I'm definitely
or
colder
I'm sore now. Because of the fact that my body does not heat up.
Now, actually, yesterday, man, there was an old person moment between me and my wife. We're watching a kid play volleyball. The game ends. All we have to do is stand up because we are sitting down. And both of us individually are like, ah! As we sit, and I just looked at her. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. It's, yeah, random, we're done. Random, it's random, over.
Sometimes laying on a flat floor. I did it Saturday. Just been up doing stuff all day. And then it was later in the evening. We were watching sports. Like, ah, I'm just going to lay on this hardwood floor.
Stretch out.
Get a little relief. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. Mike, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
Sure.
Okay, Mike, what would you say is the craziest thing that you've seen while you were driving? What is the craziest thing?
Craziest thing I've ever seen while I'm driving?
Yeah.
I guess it'd have to be I was driving one time, and I was behind this van, and the van was falling on this one long road. It went around the lake. It was just a single lane around it. And all of a sudden, the van zipped across the other lane and went to a big old turnout. The van door slid open, and I saw a big old butt, and then I saw diarrhea.
Oh! Damn! I mean, it kind of explains itself, but still, nobody needs to see that.
Why couldn't they have pulled over?
Well, they did. They pulled over.
Oh, okay.
And the lady inside... slammed the door open, and she continued to dump her luggage.
All right. Well, at least they stopped the van. We had a caller last week who was driving a stolen RV, and he had a full refrigerator of beer, and while the RV was moving down the road, he got up from the driver's seat, went back to the refrigerator to get another beer, and then shot that RV off of a cliff.
Yeah, went around the turn. We did not realize he was driving it when he first told the story.
Yeah.
Until he told you. Wait a minute, man. Were you driving? Yeah, man.
Well, you saw a Jeep with a bunch of people spill out of it.
That was uncomfortable. Yeah, it was right around closing time on the bars. I'm around the equivalent of, say, I-5, but on the East Coast. And like anything, when you're young, you stuff as many people in the vehicle as you can, and it started to fishtail a little bit, which was already kind of hinky. And then these people just fell out of it like a freaking pinata, man. So everyone pulls over, and I did not deal with everyone on the scene because different people were dealing with different people. But I remember there's a dude, and he's kind of laying on his side, essentially. And he's like, man, am I all right? I'm like, I don't know, man. Do you think you're okay? He's like, I think so. And he turns over, and like half of his face is gone. It's like two things.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they tell you, like, don't panic. Don't tell anyone that. And I'm like, you're going to be just fine.
I saw a guy on a motorcycle, a couple guys. They blow by me, right? And the next guy beside me, the one guy in front of me basically passed me doing a wheelie. So he's going about 80 miles an hour on one wheel. Then the next guy comes by. He's got two wheels down. The next guy, he pops one in front of me. Probably about 100 yards. And I could see him pop it. He's in the left-hand lane. And immediately he hits the ground. He's just sliding on his ass. And then he popped right back up and started running. Like he just, the way he slid.
Right.
On the bike?
Yeah. He was on his ass, like sitting up on his ass. Like just sliding down the interstate. Then he pops up, does a fast run. And so he gets off on the side of the road. And when we're going by him, his bike had landed and was still upright and going down along the Jersey wall of the interstate. Like, the damn thing was still... I mean, he didn't get to it by the time it fell over, but when we drove by it...
It's still going.
It's still going down the highway with nobody driving it. The reason we ask the craziest thing you've seen while driving, we go to Michigan. A man recently drove around with what looked to be a dead giraffe in the back of his pickup truck.
All right.
Pictures posted online of the strange incident caused confusion and led to a statement from the driver. Hey, guys, my buddy was on his way home from work and saw what appears to be a real deceased giraffe in the bed of someone's truck, according to Nathan Szymanski in a now-deleted post on Facebook. Does anybody know anything about this? Is this even real? What was I seeing there? Now, the post was shared in various groups, with some users expressing outrage over a dead exotic animal, which is not native to the U.S. Had the poor giraffe been hunted and killed? How did he get to North America? The outcry led to taxidermist Darren Werner setting the record straight and sharing behind-the-scenes photos of his work on the long-necked giraffe. He told Fox 2...
Damn, is there a short-necked giraffe? I mean, it's like insulting, you know what I mean? The long-necked giraffe.
The animal had died of old age in the zoo, and he had been commissioned by an unnamed museum to prepare the giraffe for display.
Okay, all right.
He actually had a huge-ass dead giraffe in the back of his pickup truck with a neck hanging out.
My job is to preserve them so they can be appreciated forever. Adding that by the time he received the giraffe, it was no different than leather, but with hair on it. Some people may find it strange or different, but to me, it's art. And that's what he does for a living.
I mean, if you don't know that, that's a little weird.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut out the categories today. We have the worst dates for dental health and the unhealthiest foods on the planet coming up at 4:30. And emails on the way, too, from the men's room at KISW.com.